Love songs set the mood for a matchmaking party in Tokyo's ritzy Ginza district. Tables for two line the room where men sit on one side, the women on the other. The couples exchange something called profile cards, detailing everything from their work schedule to hobbies. Both sides have 1 minute to introduce themselves until they are asked to change seats. More than 50 people fill the room on this night. Exio Japan, the country's largest matchmaking company, describes this as a smaller group. Spokeswoman Fumiko Nishizawa says some events draw more than 100. There is so much interest in these gatherings that Exio cannot find a room big enough. Nishizawa says people are always surprised at the number of people taking part in the events. They are taken aback by how many men and women are still single. This 39-year-old man is too embarrassed to give his name. He says he has been here 4 times now because he cannot meet women anywhere else. Matchmaking services have become a booming business in Japan thanks to a popular book released last year. In the book Marriage Hunting Era, co-author Toko Shirakawa wrote that singles had to work harder for true love, and that waiting for a soulmate was not enough. She coined the term konkatsu, a play on the Japanese words for marriage and action. Shirakawa says there was an entire industry built on matchmaking, but it was considered an embarrassment to search for a spouse so aggressively. She says people were secretly searching until her term konkatsu made it okay to do so publicly. Shirakawa compares the marriage hunt to a job hunt. She encourages hunters to perfect the resume and dress to impress. Some companies even host seminars to prepare people for a matchmaking event. The term konkatsu has become so popular, there is even a television drama named after it. That popularity is welcome news for Japan, where the birth rate has been declining for more than 3 decades now, and the country's population is beginning to shrink. The percentage of men and women who remain single into their late 30s has tripled since the 1980s. And the government says without marriage, there are no children. Shirakawa says in the days of lifetime employment, singles often look to the office for a life partner. Companies took care of every aspect of their workers' lives by housing them in dorms and feeding them in cafeterias. They hired single women to work who often married co-workers. Women were forced to resign once they married. But over the past 20 years, lifetime employment has become less common in Japan. Companies now provide fewer social services for their workers, and many women are intent on building careers, so they delay marriage. But Shirakawa says the global economic crisis has helped renew interest in marriage. She says singles are now looking to tie the knot for financial stability. The government says surveys show 90% of single adults would like to marry, so some city officials are organizing their own marriage hunts. Back in Ginza, the 39-year-old man wraps up the 2-hour event by writing down the names of his top 3 choices. If one of those women pick him, the host announces them as a couple. He does not hear his number called on this night, but he is not discouraged. He says he has been picked before at these events, but still has not been able to establish a successful relationship. Akiko Fujita for VOA News in Tokyo.